Civair FN 528 Mobile 140, northbound.
Five two eight six zero two.
Good.
So what did you find up there?
From what I can tell, it's probably a bad antenna.
Everything's powered up. Were you able to verify when you got into your system whether it tried to transmit?
Yeah, anywhere on the mountain, the system works normally. But as soon as you get off the mountain, I lose it completely.
Well, do you know how long ago that antenna was put up there? How long that one's been in service?
I don't. And there were two antennas that have fallen off their masts and are weighing on the other side of the building. One of them is kind of laying on the top of the building, like laying over the side of the building, and the other one is upside down and hanging by its feed line. And I don't know if either one of those are ours.
This upside down antenna thing is starting to become a theme.
Yeah, no comment. So yeah, I'm not really sure, but either way, it's going to be a call of the day, and they're going to have to go up there and test it.
Well, that's good that you've at least verified the repeater seems to be functioning. And, yeah, I mean, if you think about the conditions that those antennas go through up on a mountain like that, it's a wonder they last a year. So I'm sure you'll get it straightened out.
Well, it could be the transmitter.
Well, that's possible as well, but less likely.
More likely that a transmitter goes south than an antenna fail, unless it's laying on the ground. But it's a Motorola, so the PAs, they go bad. I mean, that's why you probably leave the mountain, you can't hear it anymore. Probably working, it's receiving, it's just not, no power.
Well, that could be the case then, because that seems to be what it's inhibiting. It hears, like, for example, it can hear the link radio that's down at the Air National Guard base. It can hear that radio, but when it retransmits it, it's really weak.
I bet the transmitter went out on it. Yeah, that's Motorola Contour. It's pretty old, so yeah. Unless you take a watt meter, and you put it on the output, but more than likely, I mean, that's been my experience with Motorola. It's like the Hogback did the same thing. It just went down to like 3 watts.
Actually, if that's the case, then it's not the PA, because I did put my SWR meter on it, albeit it was a bad antenna that we were testing, but it did register as 35 watts out.
Oh, okay. Well, you should have unplugged it then, because what was the SWR? Was it okay?
Well, it was a temporary antenna we were going to attempt to use in the meantime, and the SWR on that one was 99.9, so no, it was not good.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, then you're probably right. You probably got a bad coax or bad antenna got hit with lightning or something. That's too bad. Okay, well,
and it doesn't help that it goes from LMR 400 to Heliax to LMR 400 to Heliax again, and then onto the roof.
Say that again about the Heliax?
Basically, actually it goes from LMR 400 to Heliac and then back again, so that's kind of strange.
Oh, you're not running a duplexer, you're running a split antenna?
No, it's on a duplexer. The feed line out of the duplexing system is LMR 400 until about halfway, and then it goes to Heliac, and then it goes back to LMR 400 to the antenna.
Okay. Did you test the output of the duplexer?
Unfortunately, I did not have the proper adapter on hand to put my SWR meter on it, so no, I was not able to.
Okay. Well, because a duplexer could go out of tune, and that would drop the power dramatically if it's not tuned. Okay, well, I guess get a new antenna and start there.
Yeah, the gentleman that was escorting us up there that's part of the ham club, he was thinking it was a third antenna that's one I've never seen before, so I'm not sure if that's it or not either, but either way, going to be another trip with more equipment.
Yes. Yeah, you better hurry up because Haymaker gets some snow. It makes it difficult. Yeah, unless you got a four-wheel drive or something.
The road up there is all paved, which is nice, but yeah, it gets a lot of snow.
Okay, well, drive careful. WRTX 950.
So do appreciate it. 602, you still there?
Yeah, affirmative. What's the frequency it's supposed to be on?
I'll landline you with that information.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
But,
I'll catch up to you in a minute here. Just call me whenever you want. WRCE 602.
See how quick we can get up there and if he has an antenna we can use for temporary to get us through the season, or see how quickly the NTC can actually send me the proper antenna.
Can you, as the squadron, just order an antenna?
Well, technically it's a wing-level asset, so it'd be wing that would have to order it, but I can request that an antenna that's already in our inventory back east be sent to us, because they have these things in a warehouse, stockpiled.
Oh, that's good. That takes some of the legwork out of it, hopefully.
Well, it's not at the greatest time. I'm racing the weather, and we're in yearly inventory right now, so they're not shipping anything currently, so we'll see what happens.
Oh, perfect. I'll talk to you in a minute on the phone. WRCD 602.
WRFN 528.